Hello, everyone. We'll get started in just a second.
Good morning, Chris.
Okay, it looks like we have critical mass, so let's get started. Can everyone see my screen?
Yep.
Great. Okay. So the first thing is RC2 updates. RC2 has been moved to next Thursday. We're generally in pretty good shape on this. Our checklist is filled out. We did have a bug pop up yesterday. OOM made changes to our deployment. When they did that, it broke a health check just for OOM. So we'll get that straightened out. But other than that, we don't have any highest priority bugs. The other thing that came back was we need to work on documentation between now and next week. And there are a couple of things from the doc team they recommended that we clean up. Other than that, things are looking pretty good, at least from where I sit. And I want to just check in with everybody how things are going for each of you. So why don't we go down the list? Let's see who's on. Don't see Andy for the modeling, so I'll get that update later. I don't see Bruce today for the Dovetail integration. We did spin a new branch so that we can continue to deliver the Beijing work and everything is stable there. But Moshe has started working on Casablanca items, so that's starting to come in. Package tools, how are things going with you, Lianhao?
There's no issues current right now.
Great.
One question, Chris. I don't see the tag on the GitHub, on the Git of the package tools. So who will create the tag for the Beijing release?
LF will handle all that. I did not cut a branch for Beijing yet, so everything is on master. If you're ready to start working on Casablanca, then I can ask them to do the Beijing branch.
So the schedule time is the next week, right?
Next week is RC2.
Yeah.
So if you're ready for, the release got pushed out 2 weeks.
I understand. So this week is 1 week, the next week should be the release, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. But if you want to start work early, just let me know, and I just have to tell LF to start the branch early.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Kailin, how about you? How are things going with Funk Test?
For Funk Test, I don't have any update. No issue here.
Okay. Great. Let's see. Morali is actually not going to be working with us on VNF SDK, he's getting reassigned, and we'll have Avinash and Kanagaraj stepping in, and I don't see them at the moment. As I mentioned with the marketplace, we do have one bug, and we're working to close that. And how about Gokul? Are things going with best tools?
Gokul is not on the bug. You did.
Currently, there is nothing pending, but working on West 6, West 6 standards development. So it will take
time. Yeah, that reminds me, Chris, I've already sent you an email on the West 6.0 draft out for comments, and just wanted to make sure that from your team, people can review the draft and send me comments. Or if you want, we can certainly provide an overview and take comments on your call, maybe perhaps next call.
Sure. Let's queue that up. I'll make sure that everybody here has seen it. I'm a little bit behind on email. I just got back.
You have a copy of the presentation, which provides a highlight overview of. I am getting, I'll probably have some sessions because I think I heard from Ericsson and Nokia both that they would like me to go over the stuff. So I'll do it individually. But again, I've already gone out and talked to the modeling team, the CAE team, but I would love to do that same with your team also, so that in case people have comments, right, this is the time to give the comments. And I've provided actually a presentation which summarizes what are the changes, and I've also attached the requirements document, and I would love to get the feedback so I can finalize them and have them posted by middle of June, so that people can start the development on Casablanca release.
Where can we find that material that you want reviewed?
The material, again, you can go, it's posted under DCAE, it is posted under meeting minutes, and then it is also in modeling. And I think, Chris, you have a copy of it. If you want to post it, or if you want me to post it, I can certainly do that.
Sure, I'll take care of that.
This doesn't have a space in the wiki.
I'm not sure where to put the draft copies in the wiki. So if you tell me where to put it, I will be.
We shouldn't be storing artifacts in meeting minutes. You know, there should be links in the meeting minutes to artifacts, right?
We do store the final requirements document, but I wasn't sure where I should put it.
Can you put the link on the chat window here?
Alok is saying I've got it in my email, so I'll find it and post it later today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Sure. Let's see, continuing on.
I just want to let me finish. Sure. Just one second. So you do have a presentation which I have provided a high-level overview of what are the changes coming. If you go down to specific documents, Rich has documented in detail everything that has changed in the document. So you would be able to just focus on the changes itself if you wanted to. But we are happy to take any questions. And this time, the good news is we have added two new domains. One of the domains really came from Nokia on the PNF registration. So if you guys have suggestions and you would like to also contribute a domain, this is a good time to do that. Back to you, Chris.
Great. Yeah, thank you. We'll queue that up. I'll make sure that this is shared today, and then we can queue that up for discussion next week.
Perfect.
Great. Anything else? Any status from anyone else I may have missed? Okay. Let's go on to the Casablanca planning. I want to do a quick review of our backlog board, and then dive into the slides again. This is what we have at the moment. the backlog is enhancing Dovetail integration for the Elephant compliance and verification testing. Also, as part of that, making the marketplace framework more modular so that we can plug in tests that perhaps would be configurable by application to support different use cases. So we may need to do third-party lab tests or operator acceptance tests or other tests that come in. Incorporate the VNF requirements, testable requirements, so that that ties in with one as well, that for the compliance program, we're going to have some links between all that.
Hi, Chris. This is Moshe.
Hi, Moshe.
Hi. Regarding item number one, do we have any specifics, any details about compliance verification,
So it's still early. The committee that's working on this just formed. My expectation on that is that they're going to defer to the ONAP TSC to make the decision, and that what we're going to get from ONAP is a program that aligns with the VNF requirements. And then I'll show you the slides that we're talking about in just a second for how we might do this. So in other words, I think what we probably want to do is a little bit more work to have all the tests implemented under Dovetail instead of going through multiple layers the way that we're doing today. And making sure that we have traceability for each test so that when we bubble this up to the LF level for the results, we can have a test case that ties in with specific requirements and we can have the resolution pass-fail in each one. So just a bit more formal than what we have today to make this part of the compliance program.
Thanks a lot.
Sure. Let's see. So the other thing, we're still talking to SDC, but we may want to support their onboarding tests. And then we have a few other items, HPA and Sol004, that we didn't quite finish in this release that we want to pick up for next. This, as Alok just said, the multi-vim enhancements and any other enhancements that we may need that come down the road for meeting the use cases. And then we have the other bucket of things that we may need to consider. PNF onboarding support has been raised. We haven't prioritized that yet and haven't identified exactly what that would look like. But it's something else we might want to talk about. Also, generic NetComp server module for VNFs. One of the VNF requirements is that VNFs have to come with NetComp servers, and there isn't a NetComp server available in ONAP for them to pick up. So some people have asked if we would host that, and if resources come forward who are interested, it's a possibility. Also, MultiVim is working on Kubernetes for VNFs, so if we do have container-based VNFs, we may need to do some validation on that as well. Other things that came up were Heat and Tosca migration tool, image management and distribution, data model changes, and security, likely what's going to come from that is the CII silver badge. So we may need to do some more work on security enhancements for next time. And then ONAP extensions in the VNF descriptor. I see that we have some additional people participating today. Are there other things that we should be considering on this list?
Chris, I was interested to understand what you have in mind for PNF onboarding support and extension in VNF descriptor. So I'm not sure how far you go on these topics up to now.
We haven't gone very far at this point. For PNF onboarding, it was actually suggested by Nokia. We would be looking for additional resources to come forward.
Chris, I think, Chris, on the PNF onboarding support, coming with for especially 5G and all, I think I've added a new domain called PNF registration domain.
Uh-huh.
And Nokia is doing some development on it for Casablanca. So that has happened, which is part of the new VES6.0 requirement. And I think Nokia has also had a discussion in yesterday's, yesterday's call in DCAE on supporting using VES real-time performance metrics. Again, those are for 5G RAN, high-volume data, using protobuf. So that is something that discussion is going on right now to finalize those also.
Great. Thank you.
But sorry, how so I'm trying to understand PNF onboarding support in this context.
So what we would be doing in this context would be really validating the PNF. So we wouldn't be doing the full onboarding support because that would happen in SDC, but we could do pre-validation to make sure that the PNF supports the ONAP VNF requirements or the PNF requirements.
So should I also check with the requirements team that we will have proper PNF requirements there?
Yes. That would be, I think the next step is to make sure that we have the requirements and then we can test that they're met in VNF SDK.
Okay. So I don't expect to have a new tool here in reality to reuse what we have for VNF. It's just a guess, but
that's our expectation. At this point, that what we're providing is a test suite. We'll have to do probably some extensions for PNFs instead of VNFs, but the concept would be similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sorry, about support VNF descriptor extensions. The latest one.
So we are talking about that. We have the VNF modeling meeting that's actually coming up next at 7 o'clock, and Andy Mayer is leading that effort. So we are working on that, and we will pick up the extensions and implement those through the package tools in the marketplace when they're available.
Okay, so we can ask a detail later. Okay, thanks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anything else from some of the other people on the call? Okay. Let me stop sharing. I'm going to bring up my slide deck. Give me just a second. So I want to run through some of the user stories on this again. We've talked with some of the people about this earlier. Let me take it out of presentation mode. Three use cases and then some requirements. First use case, Moshe, to your question, is we want to use VNF SDK for the LFN or OVP VNF compliance testing. And the way this would work is the VNF vendor would use package tools to package the VNF and then upload it. We would run our OVP test suite and then use Dovetail to report back to the LF OVP infrastructure. What we're looking to do is see if we can combine a lot of the functionality from VNF SDK Marketplace into Dovetail so that the marketplace really becomes a view and the testing is all done through Dovetail.
The Dovetail is you know, a lab that is set up and all that. It's right. I don't think it's correct that a marketplace, you know, a shared website is responsible to execute tests or to invoke tests on a remote lab. So, in my opinion, Dovetail is a separate thread. After VNF, after something is onboarded to marketplace, a separate process is to validate it through Dovetail and maybe upload results into there.
Yeah, I wasn't clear on this. The testing functionality for Marketplace. So right now we have Marketplace tests and then also Dovetail tests, and it would be great if we could do this all in one place and have all the tests executed through Dovetail. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I'm just saying that it will not be triggered from Marketplace. This is my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Are you really saying that you're just going to take the testing functionality out of the Marketplace module and put it into Dovetail?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to combine them into one container, right, or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. Because Marketplace goes beyond what Dovetail does.
So I wouldn't say can we combine. It would be, you know, moving the functionality out of Marketplace that does that's the Dovetail context.
Also, I would like to emphasize that Dovetail by itself is just a wrapper to other testing frameworks.
Right.
So this is why we have a new testing framework, which we call Dovetail Integration. And so we need to discuss this or understand what we're talking about, because Dovetail itself doesn't run tests.
Right.
But does it hide the details of the other modules that it's integrating?
Dovetail is responsible to it does know what tests are, you know, the catalog of the tests, and it knows how to invoke. But there are different kinds of tests, and so different kinds of frameworks are responsible to run the different kinds of tests, and Dovetail is responsible to invoke them and to report the results in a you know, and to sign the results to guarantee that they are not tampered with, for example.
Yeah.
And yeah, so and it knows how to parse the results, things like that. But it's not the test executor itself. Just a wrapper.
Yeah, but we don't need to know the gory details of what's underneath that wrapper, right? We just use Dovetail as
emphasizing that when we talk about Dovetail, actually, not Dovetail. It's another framework, our framework, under ONAP, not under Dovetail.
Maybe there's a different label. I don't know.
Our framework is called Dovetail Integration or VNF Test, something like that.
Yeah, that's the name of the repository, Moshe. Moshe, it is the name of the repository, right? Dovetail Integration or something?
Yeah.
Dovetail integration is the name of the repository. And yeah. But Dovetail knows how to call many other frameworks. So we just to clarify this, I want.
Okay.
Just for is this clear? So what we're saying is, instead of having different test engines, that we use the VNF test engine, which plugs into Dovetail and collects the results. Maybe we can put it there. Does that make sense? So essentially.
Yes, makes sense. But and just to again, it's not the error from marketplace into Dovetail, okay? Dovetail is separate, is another thread.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't run until you upload the package into marketplace. Okay, maybe it will run only things that are placed in marketplace. But marketplace can't have the functionality of Jenkins. Okay, for continuous integration and retries and things like that.
Right. Yeah. So does this make more sense then, if we write it up this way?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Great. So the second thing is use VNF SDK for operator acceptance testing. This is where we'd want to have the testing engine plug into SDC. In that case, they wouldn't necessarily want to use our portal. They would do everything through SDC. We would have a set of tests that we defined, and then also third-party tests that other people defined that plug in. The vendor would upload their VNF into VNF SDK. And then the operators would use the SDC portal to run through the list of tests. And then the results would be reported back to SDC.
Why can't that just be an extension of slide 2?
It can. This is just a different use case here. And that's why I think it plugs into that VNF test function. What we want to do is make sure that that's extensible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The third one would be third-party lab testing, which is very similar to the previous ones. But in that case, you wouldn't necessarily need to use the SDC tool. Someone might be happy using just the marketplace tool. The labs would have their own set of tests that go beyond what we do. The VNF vendors would upload the VNFs, and the labs would use our portal to run through the full set of tests, including their additional tests that could be things like performance that we haven't been working on. And then the results would be available through the VNF SDK tool. So what we came up with on our last discussion is that we want the modular framework for tests with built-in tests, operator-supplied tests, lab-supplied tests, possibly additional tests from VNF Rex requirements. The modular results framework so that the results can be displayed through the marketplace portal, through STC or through Dovetail. And the test can be written in Python or Java or whatever someone else wants. Because they're Dockerized, we'll hand it off to the test engine. So this says Dovetail is the top-level framework. But what we're really talking about is that VNF test, Dovetail integration work that we've been doing. And then traceability with the test cases and results. User selection based on the tests or test suite or some larger group or package, whatever we want to call it. And that can be run from the portal. And then we've got the testability matrix with VNF requirements so that when we do go for a compliance program, we can make sure that everything that's a must is covered. And then the other thing is making sure that we can use Marketplace as the GUI, and then also the CLI would be available for people who wanted to run that way.
Would we want an API there if somebody wanted to build another app or something?
Let's put it down.
So the first two the first two main bullets, the first bullet is test defining and storing test scripts and executing them.
Yes.
And then the second main bullet is collecting and storing and displaying the results.
Right.
Okay. And they're separate modules.
Not necessarily. I mean, we already have a lot of this functionality. Some of it we want to move around. Like we talked about with moving the tests, but then we also need some extensions to make sure that when we do that, the SCC and Dovetail can pick up the results.
But I guess if the first bullet is the execution of the tests, then it has to be responsible for storing of the resulting data.
Right, and then just exposing it to Marketplace would be the internal one. And then we would do Dovetail for sure also. And I think we would give it to the STC team, but we would have the API available for them.
So that second bullet is really just exposing the results.
Yes, right.
Getting access to that data. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Anything else on this? Anything else we want to refine, add, subtract, change?
I guess for me, it'd be the diagrams are a bit confusing between slide 2 and 3. I think just to be very detailed, it would be valuable to show the balance. An architectural view of this slide 2, where the boundary is shown for the VNF SDK project, and maybe that's what you've labeled the marketplace. But then in slide 3, you've got a whole VNF SDK box.
Yeah. So VNF SDK would be this piece.
Yeah, I just put that in the background.
Yeah.
That way you can tie slides 2, 3, and 4 together.
Okay. Point taken. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. I will save this and upload this. And if you do see any additional refinements that we need, you know, please feel free to comment, through the wiki, through email, and we'll continue to discuss other features that we need to do up through the Beijing meeting when we have to finalize our planning. Next week, we'll talk about the VES agent and updates on that.
Is there a scheduled contribution presentation on the NetConf server?
Not yet. It was something that Nokia had raised, and they haven't come back with that. So I'm going to follow up with them and see what their plan is on that, and I'll get them scheduled in if that's still something they want to go forward with. Great. Let me flip back to our agenda. Okay, so we're at new business. Any new business for today's call? Okay, well, I will wrap up a little bit early then. Thank you all for your contributions. I'll upload these materials you know, we're in good shape for RC2 next week. And then from that point, 1 week to the release. Thanks everybody for all your hard work on this. Please keep an eye open for any bugs that come up at the last minute. Keep plugging ahead. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.